Blog Talk Radio.
Did a 4180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me, baby? But look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, come on, gone scary. I'm not where you left me at all.
Good morning. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's Monday, June 20th, 2022. This talk show is streaming on Blog Talk Radio. The topic of discussion is acceptance, the quality or state of being accepted or acceptable, the act of accepting something or someone. Psychological acceptance is the active embracing of subjective experience, particularly distressing situations. The idea is not merely to grudgingly tolerate negative, but to embrace it fully without defense. The spiritual principle of acceptance are humility, truth, faith, hope, understanding, wisdom, and serenity. Today's guest is a motivated woman who has an attitude of gratitude. I have had many conversations with her, and she has brought it to my attention that acceptance is something she shares and possesses. My guest, Karen Taylor Gonzalez, is here in studio with me. Welcome to Passions Podcast.
Good morning.
So glad to have you with me, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
Karen is a skilled nail technician specializing in mani-pedi mobile services. She's creative with nail designs and art. My favorite person is Karen, as I am a long-term client for my monthly pedicures. Karen, let's talk about your vision regarding the topic acceptance and what it means to you.
Acceptance to me means just pretty much for myself, accepting who I am, not caring what others think and doing what I need to do to fulfill my life and to have my happiness, because that's my only goal, is happiness.
Your success is believing in victory despite hurdles. Please share with the listeners your passion for the trade that gives relaxing services and wellness to your clients. Let's share with the listeners, Karen. You've been doing this quite some time. You've been in various high-end salons, but the greatest service that I know you to have is this mobile. And can you tell the listeners what that offers to people here in Palm Beach County?
Well, I've been doing nails for about 4 years, and it's not always convenient for a lot of people. Some people, you know, it's a mobility thing. People get out of hospitals. People are embarrassed. People are uncomfortable with conversations in a salon-type setting. So I just felt like I would come to you, make you comfortable, make you happy. You know, and it seems to be working.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have Karen in studio with me. We're in Palm Beach County. We're broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio Network. This show will be archived on iHeartRadio, and we're talking about acceptance today. This was a great topic. It just kind of opens up a lot of things, and there's always an umbrella of meaning behind one word when I research my topic. I feel like we all have something to bring to the table regarding acceptance and our own experiences and how we march forward in this life. And I'm so glad that you're with me, Karen.
Thank you for inviting me.
So I'm looking forward to my monthly pedicure. It's every month. You know, I feel like we should talk about it for wellness, taking care of your feet as well as your hands, but especially the feet. Maybe somebody that may be neglecting them. Let's talk about your points, Karen.
Well, our feet are probably one of the hardest working parts of our body. You know, they get neglected. They carry the most of our loads, and they bear the weight, you know, of our entire body. And people just don't seem to want to take care of their feet for whatever reason that there is. Some benefits of having a regular pedicure, you know, it promotes blood circulation. It helps prevent ingrowns. It removes the dead skin cells. And for me, I'm able to easily see early on detections of nail and foot problems that people really don't worry about. And it's a great stress relief.
Amen. Amen. I look forward to it. I call it one of my luxuries and also my necessities. Let's go forward. I did a little research on this, even though I know it's good for you. The health benefits of getting the pedicure, of just starting at the top five or one of the five, because Karen knows many more, but it prevents infections, promotes circulation and blood flow, boosts nail health, it can make you look younger after being pampered, and mental health and stress levels. That's a big one for me.
It's very important.
Let's talk about your essential oils. This is a hot topic. Let's get it on with what do you think? This is very healing when we get our pedicure that you add this, don't you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I'm actually starting something called a nail teeny, like a martini, but with a little twist. It's basically, I have so many essential oils, and I love creating scrubs and soaps and all types of lotions and things. But this way, the client is able to pick what scent they would prefer or combination of scents that they would prefer.
Okay, great. So that's just one of the cool things that you have going on. So also, there's a summer theme this year. Karen is involved with a lot. She's got a big a male clientele. So that's a whole other deal with the essential oils that are more masculine, maybe like sandalwood, or she can name off a few when she talks about it, but let's talk about the lemons for summer.
Well, June is National Lemon Month. A lot of people don't know that, and I love a theme. So anytime I can come up with something different and creative for people, I absolutely love it. So this month I am doing lemons along with any other scent that you may want. But for lemons are very whitening. You know, it's a natural deodorizer, and it can strengthen your nails. And the scent, citrusy, fresh scent improves your mood, and it could increase your awareness, and that's the mental health thing we all need, as much help as we can get.
I love this. You know, we're 6 months into the year, and all the topics have really been great so far, and to have you in studio with me, and we can frame summer, you know, we're just getting into it. And take care of your feet. I would like to have one of those lemon pedicures.
You will today.
What? I love it. Karen is on Instagram and Facebook. She's got over 5,000 followers on Instagram. And you can check her out by searching Nails by Cordially Karen on Facebook or Instagram. You have a lot of great pics, and you have quite a few clients as well. We are all grateful to you for a lovely experience receiving superb service always from you, Karen.
Thank you. I strive for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in studio right now. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala. I'm here with Karen Taylor Gonzalez. And she's a mani-pedi mobile tech in Palm Beach County. She's I've been a client of hers for quite some time now, and it's a holistic thing. Take care of your hands and feet. You definitely want to check her out. This podcast will be available on several networks, and we'll share that information with you after airtime. We're here having good vibes. Thank you for being with me, Karen. I tell a lot of people, they say, you know, I just can't afford the pedicure. I'm like, but you can afford those Starbucks coffee.
Exactly.
Okay. So, you know, treat yourself, or I can make my own coffee. I'd rather have a pedicure. For sure. So I say to you, my listeners, take care of yourself. Karen is available, but even if you have somebody nearby that she may be starting her business, working for a salon is a whole other thing, isn't it, Karen, than being an entrepreneur?
It is, but it's the people that we really need to take care of other than ourselves are the older people. They really need somebody to take care of their feet. You know, a lot of them don't want to go to the podiatrist because a lot of times they don't use water. And I've heard even lately a lot of podiatrists do not want to deal with ingrown. And they would tell their patients or their clients, to get more pedicures, you know. So you got to look out for the older clientele.
That's a great point, Karen. And two, the ingrown toenails are really painful, and I've been very scared to go to the podiatrist. I've seen what feet look like afterwards. I guess every case is different, but I trust Karen to take out any ingrown toenail I have. Even though I have insurance to go to the podiatrist, I would go for a separate reason. I feel like it's painful sometimes, but I trust you 100%. Let's talk about the male clientele, Karen. And beer pedicures, everybody. A heads up, it's not just for the ladies, it's for gentlemen. Take care of your meanie toes. And she said, oh, Debbie, you know, she's featured something for Father's Day, and we're just a day after. But if you want to get a gift certificate and have your loved one for a beer pedicure, talk to the listeners about that.
I basically did the beer pedicure for men, but I mean it is for the ladies too, because of Father's Day, and also to encourage more men to get pedicures. A lot of men think, you know, it's girly, you know, it's not for them. But if they have scents that they can enjoy that are more manly, like the beer scent or the tobacco scent or the leather scent or the wood scent, it encourages them more to hopefully have a manicure, have a pedicure, to take care of themselves.
I love that. I would definitely, it's a requirement. If you have a mate or a lover, their toes have to be manicured.
Yes, they do.
So I'm so glad it's diverse and you take care of a lot of people. So the Lemons for Summer is going on till the end of summer?
It's actually, I started it for June because it is National Lemon Month, but it's going to be a regular package that I offer.
Nice. Okay, everyone. This is Passions Podcast. If you want to get involved with the talk show, you can call your host directly off the air at 561 area code 856-0100. 561-856-0100. PassionsPodShow@gmail.com is my email contact. And I'd love to hear from you if you want to be a guest. If you're interested in sponsoring or getting on the air live with me, you call in from the comfort of your home if you're not in Florida. And it's so great. The guests so far on this talk show, I started it in January. They're calling in from North Carolina, Georgia, and the message is clear. We're here to do a motivational talk show. And so the many topics that I will create are really embraced by my guest speakers, and I'm really glad for that. So the topic of discussion was acceptance. And it's a black and white answer to that definition. And we all want acceptance, and no matter what area of life we're thinking about, whatever it pertains to you. But this is part of continuing to learn and remain teachable. What did you think of the topic, Karen?
I think it's a great topic. I think more people need to be more accepting of themselves and of others. I think there needs to be a lot more understanding towards other people. But for yourself, I think we need more self-confidence in this world. We need a lot more people not to feel broken down, but to be lifted up and to just feel better about themselves.
That's a great answer. All right, Karen, I hope you're coming back on the air with me. The year is young.
I would love to, Deborah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we look forward to hearing your feedback on this podcast. Please send us a message. Give us a call. Thank you so much for your support. God bless you and have a great day.